to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Gotta do something you never done. Go get your blessings. This is Madeline Bass, and welcome to the show. I am the host of Empowering Your Mind and Soul Real with Madeline, where we keep it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. I am so glad to have you join me again on this Monday. We're not going to keep you long. I'm going to try to do better with keeping these shows down to 15 minutes unless we have a guest. But I just want to make sure that you have the information that you need. Today is Monday. We are empowering on Mondays, and we're growing. It's the first day of the work week. Some, it may be another day, but we're going to use Mondays as the first day of the week to the first day to the rest of your life because what you do today will affect what happens tomorrow. So are you prepared? Are you ready? Is your mind on track? Is it clear? Are you focused? These are some things that it's going to take not just for you in business, but you in spirit, where we are changing our standard by raising status, by raising our standards in Christ. We're doing business according to the will and the way of the Lord. And I just do believe that believers and Christians can have a prosperous life here on earth, that you don't have to wait until you are passed and gone on home to be with the Lord to be to get your glory, your blessings, your reward. I believe that if we stay focused here, that it kingdom of God is what the word tells us to do. We're going to jump right on in. We'll try to get you all this meat. This is a part two of with your mind over matter, part two. And if you want to listen in, those of you who want to go back to the episodes, if you're online already, then, of course, you know you can just click Empowering Your Mind, and the link will take you back to all episodes. And if you want to, those of you who are listening, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ Empowering Your Mind. No S. Empowering Your Mind. And it will pull up all of the episodes, including the most recent. And just listen in. If you want to listen to this particular episode again, you can call it until Monday. It will be recorded over actually Wednesday. It would be so real. But you can call into the same call-in number, same access, but it's 712-775-7089 in case you're listening and don't know the conference call. That's the playback. And the access code is 479358. And don't forget the pound, the hashtag. So anyway, we're going to keep it moving. Today, Mind Over Matter, part two, we're going to ask you, of course, we've done already a couple of questions just to kind of get you moving around. I hope you have your paper and your pencil so you can take some notes. But most importantly, individuals that we need to know, anytime you need success in a business, even a ministry, no matter what your goal is, even family, finance is the highest at the top of the list. One of the most important things that you need in order to be so-called successful. We label success based on financial status, and we don't listen to people who are broke tell us how we can get money. I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie with Tyler Perry, A Family That Prays, but it was just on the simple fact you don't know what people got, you don't know what they've been through. Just because a person is homeless or living a life on the street does not mean that they're not financially savvy, okay? Some people just may get sick and tired of getting over on people, or they're sick and tired of mistreating people, and they would rather live in the streets among those who are grateful for life than to be in the corporate offices with individuals who are just selfish. So we have to be careful how you treat individuals. Just because it appears that they don't have anything does not mean that they don't know how to become successful or even to be successful. That's just not always a bad habit that they may have as a reason why they're in the streets. It could just be they just mentally are exhausted from people who do have. And we're walking around here ungrateful, complaining and whining and crying about what you don't have, when all you need to do is get your finances in order. So we're going to give you some tips and some ways to be successful in whatever you choose to do. It doesn't matter what business you do. The system is still the same. It doesn't matter what church you have. The system is still the same. The process, it is still the same. So we're going to start out saying, so are you serious about what you want to do? You want this new financial revelation for you and your family? You want something new? You're tired of being broke, tired of being sick and tired, all that other cliches. You say that you would like to get out of debt. You want to travel. Maybe you want to save some money for your kids to go to school. You want to be greater. You have a passion for something great. Okay. Well, what are you willing to do to get these things done? You say that you would like to create a financial legacy for your kids and your grandkids and your children's children, your great-grandkids, and live a better quality of life, better than what you had. How do you plan on doing that? And ladies and gentlemen, if you can't save a dollar a day, put it up somewhere. That's $30 to $31, except if you count February, of course, it's on 28 days. But a dollar a day, just put a dollar a day up somewhere. Start it out in a lockbox. You know, discipline yourself. If you can't open up a savings account with the $50 that they require you or whatever they require, we're going to save $50. Even for 2 months, save a dollar a day. If you don't go to the vending machine or buy a bottle of water from your job or, you know, or you don't make some extra stops that's unnecessary on your way home or buy a candy bar at the convenience store and you stop to get gas, you know, then you can save a dollar. Come on, people, let's start one step at a time. So you save that dollar a day until you get we're going to say $60, because if it takes $50 to open it, you want to still have a little bit more than you need. So let's do $60 after your 2 months is up and you start your savings account. You open it up and you put that $60 in a savings account. Do not touch it. This is going to discipline you to get ready to grow you some savings. Ladies and gentlemen, there are other ways that you can learn on financial investments. There's things that you can do with your W-4. But I'm going to talk to you first about disciplining your spending first. Let's get that under control first. A lot of people believe that a budget is important and it helps, and it can, but it's the start of getting yourself disciplined and doing some things. If you're not tithing, tithe. And if you don't want to tithe off of what you make, you want to tithe off of what you get, no problem. Uncle Sam gets his first. Why not let the Lord get his next? Well, he really should be first. But you auto-pay all your bills. Why not auto-pay your tithes to the church? If your church has a link, a website, a way that you can go ahead and transaction that thing before Sunday morning and get your 10% out of your hands. Those of you who don't tithe and you're not comfortable, donate. Just do a tithe of 1%. Start out with, I would suggest 5. Come on, people, that ain't nothing. Especially when so-called ain't making nothing. For those of you who are making a good amount of money, it's going to seem like a lot to give to a church. But if you're attending that church and you're learning and growing and you're sending your kids and there's something you're getting out of that, then that little bit that you're tithing will help. It'll help. It may feed a family. It could take care of a child's school clothes. You know, you don't know what the church will use that money for, but know that if you trust them enough to go and get your spiritual growth there, trust them enough with that 10% to do what is right to keep that church growing, especially if it's a mega church. I mean, it needs to be funded. Y'all don't understand, a light bill is ridiculous on a mega church. It's ridiculous for a regular church, but it has to be paid. So these are some things that I just believe are starters. So start $1 at a time. Put it in a lockbox, a jar, or give it to your grandma, your mom, or somebody that you trust that will put it up, hold a best friend, somebody that you know. Just give them a dollar. Look, this is what I want to do for 60 days. I'm going to give you a dollar. If you can give them $2 one day, give them $2. But the goal is a dollar a day. And that will give you your $60 in 2 months. You're ready to open up your savings account because now you've disciplined yourself. The next thing I want you to do after you've opened up that account is to have them take whatever the minimum is. If it's $25, have them take $25 out of your account and pay yourself. That's going to be money for you. This is what we're doing. We're trying to get you some money. So you want to do all these things, we have to start with savings. So have it directly deposited into that savings account, $25 a month. That's what you want. If you want to do one trade, if you get paid once a month, okay, it's $25. If you want to twice a month, then you need to $12.50, see if it'll let you split it. But $25 a month is what our goal is, okay? $25. That's all we're going to do. Even if you're going to get a prepaid card and lock it up somewhere and let deposit it there. But if you're wanting to save, you need to not be able to get to it. That's the goal. You put this money aside so you don't spend it. Get it out of your pocket, okay? The next thing you want to do is you're going to save that $25 after that a month thereafter because you've already got your 50 in there and then the extra 10 is just there. But you got your 50, so you've already done, say, so-called the first 2 months. So January and February will supposedly be taken care of because that's what you're opening the account with. And then you want to start the 25 thereafter. Now, if you want to put in a little extra, if you're starting later in the year, ladies and gentlemen, that's fine. But you want to give yourself 12 months to get this discipline going, okay? If you can do it in 3 or 4, fine. Do it in 3 or 4. But know that there are some links on here. If you look on the website, you click business, it's going to open up and it's going to give you a website that you can go to that's going to give you some training on how to grow you. And then if you decided that's something you want, connect with me or let them know that Madeline Bass referred you and they will take care of you. I'm excited about the great things that we have to come. That's your savings. That's those of you who are disciplined already in your savings and you're trying to figure out how to do some things differently, then you need to also click on the link and get you some, open up that information and see what we have to offer you. And getting you financially stable is a very exciting thing to be able to get your monies together. We understand that. But if you don't know how to manage your monies, then this is where we're headed. We want to get your cash flow flowing. All right, we want to get your cash flow flowing. Those of you, if you have any information, you have some questions, you want more details, you can email me at soulrealwithmadeline@gmail.com. And, of course, that's M-A-D-E-L-Y-N. You can connect with me, and I will be more than happy to get back with you. And you, if you want more details on me and some of the things that I do, then just send the email and subject line, I need more information on empowering my mind, and I will definitely connect back with you, and we can chit chat. And I will send you a scheduler to see what time it is you will be available, and we can talk about getting your finances in order, because that's the tip top of success, people. That's what we label as success. And you don't have to have some of the things that you're having, you just want them. But if you're looking to save and you've got grandkids that need something, or you want to even have your children have a better future, this is where we're needing to go. We're wondering, we're blaming the system and white people and Mexican people and people, whoever, Latinas, whatever, however you want to call them. You can't blame anyone but yourself when you're not managing your money. You're your own fault a lot of times why you don't have. So where you invest your money is where you will invest your time. So let's keep that in mind. So our income comes from a job. And a lot of people spend a lot of time there, even though their value is not being given to them. So you just, wherever you're getting some income, that's where you're going to focus. Next thing we're going to talk about is just making sure that you're motivated to help others. If you're those of you who are doing home-based businesses, help your team. Don't just leave your team hanging. They get in and you get your little bonus or whatever it is for just signing them up. Then you get your money and you don't even think about them anymore. You know, that one thing that aggravates me more than anything is people say, I don't talk to them until they working. Well, they may not know what to do, so it's up to us to try to see what we can do to see what their passions are, what their desires are, if they're directly in your downline and or your front line, as they say, if you enroll them and you personally know them, and these individuals are part of your organization, you need to find out what their goals are, and then from there, you know, see what direction you need to take in taking care of them. Everyone learns differently. No one learns the same. There may be a group that we want to say starters. People maybe not be as quickly to catch on as others. There may be a group, a leader who is able to teach them at that pace, and then you have an intermediate group, and then you got the advanced group that's on a fast track. So just get that going in your business and know that it's going to happen. You've got people who have the desire, but they just don't know where to start. And then you want to throw businesses at them, and then you don't want to tell them how to be network marketers, because it is not the same as a job. You have to be disciplined. And just like you're going to be disciplined in getting your monies together, get disciplined in operating your business and keep business separate from pleasure. Just because you make a bonus or you get some money in, don't go blowing it on everything. Pay yourself. Give yourself a percentage of whatever it is you made. You made $100, pay yourself 10%. Okay? Then that's how you do that. Next on our list is to, you of course, help your new partners and make sure that whatever you're teaching and training them is duplicatable. Make sure that they can duplicate the same success that you've shown them. Make sure that they're ready for that. Make your duplication simple. People don't, like they said, don't go out and recreate the wheel. You can't start something. The system is the same no matter what businesses you're getting in. So whatever business you're in, if you think that it's not working for you, follow the system. Go in to your back office, to your business, and look in your universities, your trainings, whatever it is that they say you need, and get in there and learn some of this for yourself. Quit depending on your upline to do everything for you, including growing you and getting you income. They may tell you, I'm going to get you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but go in and find out for yourself how you're supposed to do this business. You don't go to a job and let somebody else work for you so you can get paid. Come on, people, we need to really do differently on our mindset. So what's on your mind and what's important to you is what matters. So your mindset takes care of what matters. So it's a mindset to get your finances in order. It's a mindset to run your businesses. It's a mindset for your spiritual growth. It's a mindset to raise your kids. It's a mindset. So your mind over what matters. So once you make up your mind, then that's when you decide that this is what matters to me, then this is what I need to do, and this is what's going to get done. Okay, we're moving on down because we're running out of time. I thought I could do it in 15 minutes, but we might go a little over. The next on our list is to make sure that you're attracting a great caliber of people, people who have integrity. You don't want everybody in your business. And that's both sides. You don't want them knowing what you got going on, and you also don't want them being in your business and then making your business look bad. The integrity of you is you are your business. No matter what company you connect yourself to, or even if you start, if it's your business, this is your baby, something that you grew and you created in ministry, same thing. You start pulling in a lower level of individuals, not saying that people, there are, just because a person doesn't have, like I said, don't judge a book by its cover. But you know what I'm talking about. The caliber of people is people who have integrity, who wanting the same things as you are and has the same mindset, and that is to be successful. And they want their families to have more than what they had. Some, you believe it or not, even though parents may say they want their kids to have the best, some parents can't handle their kids being more successful than them. Some parents can't handle their kids making more money than them. You got kids these days coming out of high school making $10 an hour, and you may be at a job as an adult still making $7.50. That's hard for a parent. And they can't handle that. But guess what? You can teach your child, even though they're making that kind of money, they don't have any bills. You can cut back on some of their wants. That's a way to put some money back in your pocket. And you can tell them, look, you want a cell phone? You pay it for it. But you're going to put half of your check up. That's what you teach your children, because you got the rent. You got the light. You got the water and the grocery. But some of this extra that these kids are wanting, $200 and $300 tennis shoes, and you know you barely paying your rent, why would you do that to yourself? If they're working, okay, you want them, you buy them. Or for their birthday, tell them, all right, that's a little ridiculous, but you save the money, and I'll go halves with you. You know, these tennis shoes, $200 and $300, teach your kids how to operate a business. You get these kids a home-based business. Avon is something that you can start, but let them work it. They got the girlfriends who are in drill team going to the prom. They wearing makeup, 16, 18, some of them 12 and 13. But let them work their business for you. Mary Kay, you know, let them learn how to be an entrepreneur. Those are the kids. That's the group of people you want because they're young. And even the other home-based businesses, find ways to get these kids' mindset more professional. Give them something else to think about besides sports. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but you get injured and your career is over. So if they don't have anything else to bounce back from, give your kids options. Don't just have them focusing on one thing. Let them go to school. Let them learn how to operate businesses because once they get their accountants, their managers, those people are going to take them to the cleaners if they don't know what they're doing. They need to be able to keep up with their own books. Maximize your minimum. And that's people who are you influence and people who are an influence to you. If you want to maximize that, you got people around you who have businesses and already so-called successful and they got this money, that money. Talk to them. You know, don't tell them to get in your business. You don't want to, you let them know, look, I've got this business I'm trying to do. Or what did you do? Just talk to them. Just have a conversation with them. What were some things that you did? Or can you give me some tips? I'm thinking about doing my own business or I'm trying to do some things differently. And can you help me out with that? And see what they tell you. If they're your friends and they really want the best for you, they're going to give you some tips. And who knows, they may join your business just to help you out. Or if nothing else, refer you to some people who are looking for something. So it is not what you know. It's who you know. You can make money off of learning what you know down the road. Get some people around you who are successful and who have the same mindset, caliber of people. Then you want to properly edify your leadership. Now, your direct upline may not be there for you or they may not be helping you or whatever, but find someone who is in a higher position than you in the organization that you can trust, someone that you can talk to. You're going to the trainings with them. You're getting on their conference calls, and that's your leadership. And you need to make that connection with them, and you need to find out some things that you need to do and know people that you're going to have to invest. You're going to have to invest in the training. You know, I know a lot of places might get a little ridiculous for your own personal business, your weekly trainings. That's why you have they call them private parties, a home party. You know, even start you some web parties. Get some online parties, those of you who sell products. Get some home parties to get people. You sell bags, the My 31s and the initials. Now, the initials bags, those are really nice bags, y'all, by the way. I don't sell them or anything, but they're very quality. I love them. But anyway, that's just a little plug for Erica Travis. So find you something that you like. But I just want you to connect with individuals and network. Work with different people. Just because they're doing something different from you doesn't mean that you can't offer them something and vice versa. If you're their customer because they've got some bags to keep you organized with your business, okay. But after a while, you need to tell, look, now I've been buying from you and I've been sending you some people. The least you can do is look at what I got. Can you do that much for me? Can you get some people to try? I do coffee and tea, and I have some of everything. So my portfolio is large. But if the people you're circling with and you're purchasing and you're helping them with their businesses and then you ask them to do something with your business, if they say no, then just don't do business with them anymore. You know, not saying to cut the relationship, but cut the business connection. And when you guys talk, just talk about just, hey, how you been? How the kids? What's the dog up to? You know, how's the cat? You know, if they start asking you, you know, about your business, then, well, are you interested in getting some services? At that point, if they say yes or no. But if they come to you and ask you, hey, do you know anybody else? Nope, I'm not doing any more referrals for you. I'm not doing anything until you seriously and honestly and truly help me out because I've been helping you and you haven't been helping me. And that's real talk. These are your friends. These are people who are in your circle that you're letting in your circle. So the caliber of people, it all goes back to that. So properly edify the people who are in your upline. Allow those individuals into your space. I know it's hard to do because just like anything else, you got crooks. You got people who are not following the system, but you want to make sure that in that business it's successful and there are people successful. They're not just successful because they know everything. They're successful because they follow the systems that you're in. So don't let that mess you up when people leave too, because we've had it happen. I've seen it not just in what I do, but I've seen it in other businesses. People leave. You get to the top, and you really in a whole lot of, much further you can go, even though the income is great and you want to try something else, then, you know, people move around. Same with corporations, mergers, it happens. So just don't let that distract you and throw you off. Lastly, you want to get to the place where you have developed for yourself a 7-day success training system. Get your own system going, your own routine. You know what time you have. You know the trainings and conference calls and webinars. You know all of that. You're plugged in. You've got your emails. You're learning and you're growing. But make sure that your 7 days, every day of the week, you have scheduled to do something for your business, even the days that you may have scheduled to just an off day, so to speak. If someone were to opt in or ask you or join your business on one of your off days, then you focus on that new person. That's your business day. You know, so those individuals, it won't require a lot of your time. You don't have to do a whole lot, but you can welcome them to the team. You can call them and say, hey, I see where you've signed up. How can I help you? My name is Madeline, and I'm going to be the one that's going to be helping you grow to your next level. Are you connected with anyone, or is there someone in particular that you know in the area that's doing what you're doing? And if they say yes or no, you know, I would rather work with you, you know, or no, I have a team here, a group here, but I wanted to sign up under you because I've been listening to your blog or I saw you online and I really like what you're representing. So I wanted to be a part of your team, but we do have a team here where I'm located and I'm going to be going there. Cool, but that doesn't mean for you to just leave them alone. You know, check back with them, and if you don't see any activity, just, you know, send a text to them and say, hey, people, you need text marketing in order to communicate with your team. So like those of you who want that, you can also give me a call, or you can go to Second Shift Center, and those are all words, secondshiftcenter.wix.com/A-purpose. A-purpose is the last part. P-U-R-P-O-S-E. A-P-U-R-P-O-S-E. A-purpose. And go on there and just look and see what you got. Those of you who have churches and organizations, you're looking for fundraisers, there's plenty of information there. But Mind Over Matter Part 2, and this is the end of our show, and I went a little longer than I anticipated, but I wanted you to just see and know that there's ways of growing, but finances is always the holdup, and it's always that excuse that individuals use. But be empowered. The playback is available, 712-775-7089, and the access code is 479358#. Have an awesome Monday, and I will talk to you Wednesday. Have a great night.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be.